You know, he kind of said they have the Browns defense staying within the top kind of parameters, top two, top three, top four, but says the Browns offense he has as 19th in the NFL this year. You think that'd be a disappointment to people if it was the 19th best offense in the NFL?
I think at the end of the season, you look back and you say, what are the stats? Where does this offense lie amongst the rest of the teams in the league? I think you'd be like surprised, but I think it depends on what the team does, because there's a good chance you have a top five defense that keeps you in every game. And I think the offense may not be asked, certainly early in the year, to do a ton. And with that being said, that may allow this team to win a bunch of games. Maybe not the sexiest way, but your offense may not have gaudy numbers.
Dale Ryder was filing reports from West Virginia during the latest episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland. He's now on his way back from the Greenbrier, but you guys can subscribe now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcast, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solution. I don't know that I have a feel for what... Okay, so there's expectations, and then there's what you find acceptable. I don't know I have a feel for what Browns fans would feel is acceptable for the offense. I tend to think, if you ask Browns fans right now, would the 19th best offense in football be acceptable this year between the entire Deshaun saga... and I'm talking just about the on-the-field stuff the last 2 years, between how much money you're actually committing to your offense. I think between those two things, I don't think 19th would be good enough for people here.
Okay. I think that it would, actually.
So I just think people are going to compare, because to me, 19th, that's not...
Okay, 19th in what? Total yards?
I mean, I think it's a total offense. So whether that's scoring.
How do you look at it? The scoring,
let's go,
or do you
scoring.
Look at yards? Okay.
Let's go scoring. Right? Because that, in the end, that's what matters most, how many points you're putting on the board. So if you're top five in defense, or top three in defense, and top 19, you're probably somewhere in that playoff mix on the periphery. They have them as the seventh best team. Aaron Schatz is Almanac has them as the seventh best team in the AFC this year. But he doesn't put them in the top eight in terms of championship teams.
You know, I also think that Stefanski does a great job in terms of being a play caller in certain situations, mm-hmm. like situational football. I think they're really good at. So, like, I think sometimes you look at those numbers and they could be a little deceiving. Again, I'm not an analytics like guru. I do think it's good and helpful at times. And when you can look at certain things like, okay, well, how are we on third and three? Like, did we get the first down? Okay, we did, but we didn't average, you know, we only got 4 yards, but you got the first down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think those are some things that could help you be a good team, win games, have a good record, but also may not have the most, like I said, gaudy numbers in certain situations.
So
I'm giving credit to Stefanski. I'm saying I think he will do what he can with what he has.
I think what you just said is a very reasonable take.
Thank you.
I think we're going to be comparing this offense, especially on the days that it falls short. We're going to be comparing it to the Joe Flacco offense. And when I say we, I'm not talking about me. I mean, it's the royal we.
I think the people, if they get the exact... Yeah, you said it in your head, I know.
People.
If they get the production from Watson that they got from Flacco, I think people will be disappointed.
Wait, if they get the same production?
I think, well, the way the offense looked. I mean, oh. I know they took some shots. I know they took shots.
Shots.
Okay. That's not the other thing. All right.
You think if we get the way it looked in the final?
I think the way it looks. Not necessarily the numbers, just the way that offense looks. Yeah, I think people will, because there wasn't a lot of spread. Like, it wasn't a ton. It was more
you're talking more scheme.
Aesthetically, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but...
Stylistically, as Nick Wilson would say.
But if we're talking about 30 points a game, are you going to care what it looks like?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Because I think that's more what I'm saying. That's where I think you're my wires got crossed. I think, I think Browns fans are expecting to score... I don't even know what the average points per game would be offensively, but let's say it's 27. That feels somewhere in the vicinity. if you score 26 points per game with Deshaun Watson this year, even if you make the playoffs, I just think the bar is so high. Like, I don't even think a good regular season is enough to get everybody on the same page. I know that there will be some Browns fans who are like, well, hell, Deshaun stayed healthy. You had an offense that was near par. Hey, we'll take that as a positive sign of growth. I also think there's going to be a wide majority of people saying, wait, wait, wait. We're 3 years in. If we don't sniff a anywhere near a Super Bowl this year or AFC title game, and your offense is 19th in the NFL, 15th in the NFL, I think you're going to be seeing a lot of people who are still very down on the future direction of this team. I'm not saying they'll be right, but I think the bar, in some regards, I think the bar is almost impossibly high this year. For the offense, sorry.
Yeah. I'm just not setting it anywhere near what some people are.
So it's interesting, because I think we all have training camp colored glasses on right now. So I think there are probably some fans thinking, no, Nick's wrong about this. I'm talking about when we live it, though. Because we're all different people. Man, we have patience, and we have excitement, and we're like Mary Poppins, or we're Julie Andrews spinning around on the mountain in a beautiful sundress. Is that a sundress? It's something like that. I don't know. The point is, you get the graphic there. That's the way we talk about this thing in
August. It was very graphic, Nick.
Thank you. I'm known for being very graphic.
What they've said about you.
They're like, is he a graphic guy? Is it a graphic thing? Is he into graphics? And Nick Wilson's your guy. But I think you saw last year. Oh, what a fun year. Not until Joe Flacco got it going. Guys, I remember the conversations we had after the San Francisco game where that win wasn't enough for some people. And again, I'm not actually trying to divide. I'm just trying to point out we're all super divided. This is as divided about a good Browns team. They're in a good spot. They are. They've been to the playoffs 2 of 4 years. Their low water mark was 15 wins in 2 years, which was a high water mark pretty much any other time with the Cleveland Browns. And usually it was like a 9-win season and then like a 6-win season. So like, if you had told me 4 years into Stefanski, here are the accomplishments, and then the fan base is going to be fractured, I don't know.
The fan base is fractured because of the player they decided to get. I mean, they made that call. They could have kept Baker. They could have done something else. Listen, they made the bet.
I think it's fractured because of who they moved on from. But, dude, it was fractured when Baker was here. Think about 2021. We had a year after Baker Mayfield led Cleveland to their first playoff win in forever, and the first road playoff win since, what, 1994? A year later, like 8 regular season games later, we were talking about trading Baker Mayfield, or you can't pay Baker Mayfield. I'm not saying we, by the way, because I was anti any of that. So I'm not trying to be revisionist history, because I totally have said I understood the point at the time, and I said this: every team in the NFL would make this trade with all the different strings attached and everything. Every team would go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson if they could. But at the same point, I wasn't one of the people trying to run them out of town. There was a fair amount of, and it started on this station, a lot of stations, a lot of fan, more fan sites, podcast. It was a real talk 10 games into that season.
Yeah, I mean, I look back at Baker's last year, and we were so critical on the guy. I feel bad because I was critical too. Had he not, I mean, that shoulder was killing him. And yeah. He gets healthy, what's he do? It's back to Baker.
But I think that's the point.
My point is, I'm giving Baker credit for being a tough dude.
Yeah,
And he took a lot, I mean, from all of us.
Yeah. And, well, but I think, like, so it's not just the Deshaun thing. It was this fracture has been around, and I don't know if it's because of the environment. We all remember the sports talk radio we had to do during that summer of COVID. We remember what that was like. It was
I want to forget it.
It was a fractured time, even within sports talk. There was just landmines everywhere. So I don't know if we just have never recovered from that, but like I never would have dreamed this is where we are 4 years into a pretty successful regime. And listen, some of this is, guys, some of this is like, guys, there are people who want to fire Bill Belichick. There are people that wanted to trade Tom Brady and move on for Jimmy Garoppolo. So it's not as if this is all toxic or dysfunctional or anything like that. But like, I heard the conversations out there. Don't know where I heard it. Don't know where I might have seen it for like 5 minutes on like a Twitter poll. I didn't even really see a Twitter poll. But like, there's a conversation in the ether somewhere out there, something on the wing about Mike Vrabel's popularity. And you start comparing, we talked about Mike Vrabel versus Jerry Jeudy. What's the better offseason acquisition? About 43% thought Mike Vrabel, a guy who's not going to have a game day role.
He's like a quality control coach.
Yes.
And that,
and by the way, the most valuable quality control coach you can ever find.
And dude, there are quality control coaches around the league. And again, he's going to have more of a role than a normal QC. And no shots at QCs out there because they turn out to be head coaches one day. But I don't think that Vrabel's going to be having a huge impact on a day-to-day basis. I think it's his expertise will be helpful for Stefanski. But
I think that's illustrative. Illustrative? Yeah, illustrative.
Boy, I wouldn't try that on the radio. I would screw that up and you'd give me like the salt and vinegar eyes, yeah, and I would just feel embarrassed.
I just always give you those eyes. You earn them. But I think it's illustrative.
But
very much of the love.
I was doing walking. You did boar hat.
I know. They're very close. Of the love that Vrabel has in this town.
Yeah.
And I think what's interesting is if you try and compare that to the love that Deshaun has in town, because this is not actually a sign of like, it's not meant as a negative conversation or to put more, what's the right word, more shade in Deshaun's direction. But I think Mike Vrabel is probably more popular right now with Browns fans in general than all but three or four players. Like, I think Chubb is clearly the most popular player in town. I think Myles Garrett's right there. I think David Njoku's right there. I think Joe Batonio's right there. I can find you several guys, five, six guys. But I don't know, because again, we're talking about popularity. We're talking about Q rating. In Q rating, it's about how known are you. Popularity, we're talking about how much people like you. There's no downside with Mike Vrabel. He's from here. He played at Ohio State. He's a very successful former Ohio State coach, assistant coach. He might be the Buckeyes' next head coach in some people's desires.
He was
wildly successful in Tennessee, and he's a person that people have coveted for the Cleveland Browns. There's no negative vibe for Mike Vrabel. You can't say that with Deshaun Watson.